I just die.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. Party people in the house. All right, here's the numbers in. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's how you message us. And then our party line is 402-915-0962. We got a little special startup, I guess new category for the Motivational Week for you, Molly.
Oh.
And this really is, you'll be able to feel this one pretty good. Okay, so you get to pick one of three.
Okay.
This is the road rage triangle.
Oh.
Okay.
My specialty.
Your specialty is correct. All right, you get A, stuck behind someone going 10 under the left lane. Okay. B, someone rides your butt so close you can see their thoughts.
Whatever.
And C, someone doesn't use a blinker, then looks at you like you're crazy. A, B, or C.
B is my favorite. I love it when somebody does that. You're like, oh, am I annoying you? Make it Monday.
Is that what we're going for, B?
Going for B.
Let's see what B has for you.
It seems like you forgot again. So let me remind you. You've survived days that you thought would break you.
Yeah.
Nights where your mind wouldn't stop racing. Moments where everything felt like too much. But here you are, still standing, still fighting. So just in case no one's told you, I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Oh.
So sweet. Even if what you do next is cry in a pillow. So proud of you.
Crying in pillows. So that's your thing, huh? You get you just don't like that someone behind you. I don't like someone riding me. I think a lot of drivers are just rude. I don't like watching other drivers like tailgate other people, because sometimes I say to myself out loud, I'm like, oh, you want to tailgate someone? How you want to tailgate like a crazy man?
Oh my God.
I'll tailgate you. How's this? How's this? Or I'll block them in, you know, like, because they're just weaving in and out. So I'll make sure they can't get through. That's what I do.
You're like, I'm a passive aggressive driver.
Yes. Yeah, I am. I absolutely am.
I am not passive aggressive. I am aggressive. I am. I was behind this car on my way to work the other day. Now, keep in mind, when I'm headed to work, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's basically me and the drunks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm behind somebody where I'm like, you're either going to a job like I am, or you're kind of doing it on your way home from the bar. No matter what it is, you're being so annoying. And I think it was probably a drunk person because they were going like 2 miles an hour.
Okay.
As if like, you know, I'll keep it under the speed limit, then they can't get me. I'm like, here's a secret. It's Chicago. Nobody's going to pull you over unless you hit like a person or a pole. Like, you're pretty good. So just, could we move this along?
So you're a honker too, though.
Yeah,
I'm not a honker. Not unless I'm sitting behind somebody that maybe, you know, that's obviously on their phone, not paying attention, and it's a stop sign or a stoplight.
There are different honks, though.
That's just a bonk, you know.
You just give a little eek.
Yep.
And then that, like, a lot of times, like, somebody will wave, like, oh, yeah. I mean, I was down on my phone or I was doing whatever. So if you just give a little, like, happy tap, it's more just like, hey, heads up.
Yeah.
You might want to pay attention to the road.
You know what drives me nuts,
happening
though, about those happy taps, is that sometimes the light will turn green. I'm not on my phone or anything, and I'm maybe not fast enough for the person behind me, and then they'll happy tap me.
Okay.
That drives me crazy because I'm like, I'm going.
No, there's a certain amount of time that has to go into a happy tap.
What's the time?
You can't just be right on it.
Yeah.
Like, a happy tap usually means you can see into the car in front of you and you can see when somebody's
down.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could just see somebody's like full stream ahead, but you can usually see if somebody's down or if somebody's doing something in the back seat, like grabbing something, and they thought they could do it in the light, which I've done that before, where you're like, oh God, my bag fell. Like, let me see if I can grab it while we're at the stop sign. If somebody happy taps me, I'm like, okay, yep, sorry, I didn't make it. whatever.
That's, but I agree with you. I agree with you.
Those are my rules for happy tapping.
Okay.
Now, yes. Horn is you've crossed the line. Horn is you've done something so egregious, like you've cut me off. Like somebody cut me off the other day, and I just it's like a primal scream. I laid on it for so long. I wanted everybody to know that somebody pissed me off.
Good. Yeah.
The best is when you do it and then you accidentally know that person.
Oh, have you done
that?
That
has happened to me. Where you're okay. Like, then the person looks back like ready to go off and you're like, hey, you see you at the next parent teacher conference.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. That would be the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so, okay. All right. Cause I know, I mean, you're a Chicago driver and Omaha's driving's not that great either, by the way. I mean, I hate it when people like flip me off. It just,
that's stupid. I don't
get
that.
It brings a rage. It brings a rage into my heart. I don't know. My blood starts boiling. Like I was trying to merge over. Right. I was trying to merge over on L Street because if I don't merge over, I'm going to have to exit L Street onto the interstate.
Uh-huh.
This person would not let me over and they wanted to go on the interstate, Molly. And so now I'm speeding up and they're messing with me. And so finally I just close my eyes and just go over and then they pass over and flip me off. I wanted to follow them so badly.
You're like, I'm not even going to Lincoln, but we're going to Lincoln now.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, it's on. I know it is crazy when it consumes you. I've never been a middle finger person. I've never been. The closest I come to that kind of provocation, like where you really know that you're pushing the limit with somebody, I love to just smile.
Oh, you do? Oh, that pushes him right over the line.
Oh, yeah. When somebody's like giving you eyes at a stoplight, like you did something stupid. I'm not saying I do stupid stuff on the road all the time where I'm like, I'd honk at me. Like that was terrible. I don't know why I just did that.
Why are
But then like you'll pull up to a stoplight and somebody's just glaring at you across the way, across their passenger seat. They're just looking at you. I just love looking over like, oops.
See, I'm a puss.
Sorry. They're like, you're the worst. I'm like, I know.
I am such a puss. I sit there and stare straight ahead if I get caught in that situation.
No, you're one of those people. Like you're like a dog that got caught doing something. You're like, tequila. Tequila's just, if I don't make eye contact, he won't know that I chewed the couch. Tequila.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, huh? Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen too many of those videos of those road rage videos where their people are beating each other up outside of their cars. And
that's insane.
I've seen it once. I pulled up on some guy standing right in front of this other dude's car and he was yelling, give me $100 or something. Yeah. And this kid was obviously some privileged little jerk because he had like a BMW or a Mercedes and he was screaming at this poor, this guy was terrified. This guy was screaming at him at the intersection and I'm pulling up. I'm right next to the guy with my window down thinking, should I film this?
You're like,
this is crazy.
Yeah.
And so he looked at me and I'm thinking, oh God, I'm in this now. And he apologized for what I'm watching. And then he continued to berate this guy. And then something about him running him, you know, cutting him off and him running up on a curb or something. So he wanted money or something. Anyway, this guy followed him all the way to work. And he was works at that Tyson chicken place in Millard. And I followed him.
Oh my God.
What?
You're like, I'm invested now. I want to see resolution. I hate it when episodes just end on a cliffhanger like this.
My God.
I'm going to go ahead and press next episode.
Anyway, I've seen enough of those videos and that's why I look straight ahead. It's what I do. Cause I don't want to, be a part of it. I guess I don't want to get beat up in public is what it is. Cause I'm not,
I think
a
I'd
fighter.
Laugh.
I don't, like, you'd I laugh get, if somebody I, came at you.
Yeah. Cause I get like nervous laughter like that. Like sometimes when I'm uncomfortable, I laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like a knee jerk reaction. I can't tell you how many times where people are like, are you seriously laughing? You're like, I'm terrified. I don't know why I'm laughing. This is awful. I don't know why I'm laughing.
I do.
So I think if somebody came up to the car, I'd be like, oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
And then they would think that I was being a jackass, like laughing at them. And I'm like, no, I'm terrified. I laugh when I'm scared.
Okay. All right. I see. I don't know what I would do if that happened.
Or uncomfortable.
Someone came up. Yeah. I just don't know. I mean, is there a moment in someone's mind where they just go, screw it? Let's just do this?
I think you just snap. I mean, okay. People are all wound up pretty tight.
Uh-huh.
And then this is my armchair take on it. Tell me, you don't have to buy in. Okay. When you're behind the wheel of the car, you're in control. And so much of our lives is out of our control right now that I think that there's this feeling of this I can control or maintain. And so when something comes at you and breaches that control or challenges your idea of how things should go, it just absolutely mind scrambles people. Like, it's just one thing where it's like, no, this is where I get to call the shots. This is my car. I'm going where I want to go, when I want to go there, and you're messing it up. Snap!
I don't know if I've snapped. I think I've snapped before, but I guess. Well, let's get to the promotion, and then we'll pick this back up, first of all.
Happier things.
Let's get to some happy things.
Don't screw it up, people.
Yeah, it's the Big Party Show, Valentine's Day. Don't screw this up. Giveaway. All right, so here's the gig. We partnered up with Kinkle Meat Company, also Dark Horse Salon, and, of course, Omaha Lancers as well. So here's what we got for you guys. We've got one tomahawk steak and one ribeye steak from Kinkle Meat Company. We got a spa package from Dark Horse Salon. We got a bottle of vino for you. That's wine, if you don't know what vino is. People still use that word. I know. Some people might just be beer people, and they're like, what's vino? Anyway, and we also have a pair of Lancer tickets. So this is the ultimate date night gift pack for you guys. So basically, we're telling you not to screw this up Valentine's Day, or if you have screwed it up, this should get you out of the doghouse. How's that sound?
Yeah. This is a dummy proof. I mean, if you've been sitting on what to do, this is a great opportunity. And you know what, ladies? Go ahead and, I mean, this isn't just calling out to guys out there. Ladies, treat yourself.
Yes. I mean, we got the spa. We got the meat. We got dinner, drinks, you prepping for dinner. And we got even a night out. It's the Lancer tickets are on the for the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
All right. So there you go. That's what you get. Now, how you're going to get into this and win this thing is you're going to take this word we're about to give you. It's our love. It's our word of keyword. I don't know what to call it. Valentine's Day keyword. But anyway, take this word to bigpartyshow.com and drop it right there. All right. And if you want a bonus entry, you need to listen to the after party on Tuesday. That's how you get the bonus entry. All right, because we'll give you another keyword. Now, if you're not familiar with the after party, it's basically a continuation of the Big Party Show, which is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesday is the after party. So we just pick it right up from here. You'll get that bonus word there. So the word of the day is, Molly, you want to throw it out there?
Love.
Oh, love.
L-O-V-E, love. Love.
Love is the word. Drop it at bigpartyshow.com and then listen tomorrow to the after party, wherever you get your podcast. It's the same thing as this. And then you'll get that bonus word right there. So that's pretty simple. All right. So there you go. Good luck to everybody. Have you ever gotten like a grocery store rage? Like shopping cart rage? Because that'd be the similar thing to vehicles.
I believe we talked about it this summer. What immediately leaps to mind is I went to Walmart in Omaha there on 72nd and like Pacific. And it was like either new shopping cart or driver's permit shopping cart day. Like everybody was like, so, this is a cart, and you push it, and then you can just stop. You're like, no, you can't just stop in the middle, middle of the aisle. You got to pull over. Think about it like driving.
There are rules.
Like, you can't just stop in the middle of the road. Like if you need to stop, you jog on over to the side of the road, you pull over, you would put your hazards on. Like there were things that you would do. Think of this as like a roadway. So when you stop right in the middle, it screws everything up. The flow. That was just driving me bananas.
That drives me bananas all the time. Especially, I mean, I shop a lot at Walmart, you know, because it's local. It's close to where I live. It's just simple. But that's got to be the in combination of that, Molly, and also the people that are shopping for other people. You know, they have that giant cart that they just push around.
Oh, the ones that are doing like the Instacart, yeah. The in-store. Yeah, that one can be tough too.
They need to talk to them and figure that out because it's just chaos. They do not care about us. I get what they're doing is their job.
They don't. They're doing a job. They're like, yeah. You're at my job. Like, you're just hanging around. You're like, well, it's a grocery store. It's open to the public. I didn't come to your office. Stand in front of the copier. Like, we're in a public space.
And they just don't care. They just don't care. No. They'll park it anywhere.
Well, because they're being timed.
Is that what it is?
I don't know how that works. You said recently you talked about how you'd be interested in doing that, like an Instacart or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's strict. Like you have to have so many shops. You have to do it in so much amount of time. Like they're on the clock and they're being monitored.
But these are the people that work for Walmart.
Yeah.
These are the Walmart people. Okay.
They have to do like so many per, because so many people do it now. So many people call in for curbside pickup or delivery.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to hustle. You can't just be out there like do 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 do. So they're on a mission. They're just like, I got to get to the finish line.
You know how COVID had had this special time for older people to shop?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
They should do that for their employees at Walmart. There should be a certain time in which they can do all this shopping. Why am I bitching about this?
You love this is just whatever your latest is.
It drives me crazy.
This is Cheez It, this week's Cheez It. It's like pick a week. There's something. You're like, you know what? You're like, yeah, I'm sure there is something. Whatever your bitch is for the week, oh, I bet you got it.
I will not believe that I'm the only one that complains about this. I think I'm just the only one that brings it up.
You're the only one with a microphone that complains about it. That's the other thing. People are like, I complain about it. I go on Facebook and rant just like any other normal human being. The only difference is we've got a show.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's just move over or just, you know, make them, I don't know. It just, people aren't. I remember a long time ago, I was in a hurry or whatever, and I had a cart, and I was rushing up on somebody, and this little guy turned around. He's with his wife, and he yelled at me to slow it down in front of Wyleen.
Not in front of the wife.
I became such a mouse. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want to get beat up in front of Wyleen. You know, so
really,
yes,
Wyleen's like, say something. Yeah. You're like, no, stand up for yourself. I'm good. He's right. He's got a point.
He does have a point because recently in the past, I've seen people doing it to other people because you're just trying to get somewhere. And I maybe get I don't know what you call it, a flashback or something, and I just feel fear. And so I do not no longer, that guy taught me a lesson. Mm-hmm. I no longer write up on people. No longer do I try to get somewhere quick as possible. Mainly because I'm never on schedule of anything, but yeah, so.
You're like, I'm trying to catch up on the lost time that I screwed with, so now it's your problem. Even better.
Even better.
How can the world be good for me?
How can it?
Me.
Hey, in the after party on Tuesday, we're going to have you try out the new Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
I want you to do that. They're on sale, by the way, already. I think they went on sale last week.
We got them delivered to the front door. It was really sweet. We ordered from this little girl. She went door to door.
She did in
this
cold
really did.
Weather?
She went with her mom. She's like, ding dong. Like, gabba, gabba, gabba. Girl Scout cookie. And and she got Peter. Peter
did
answered
she?
The door. And I've never seen him. He's like, yes. A million times yes.
Really?
He's like, was that the cutest thing? I was like, what is going on with you?
cold weather hunger.
All right, so- no, just like he was like, that was the sweetest. Like she came to the door. Like I think he was just, he wanted to reward the fact that there was a kid not just shooting you an email or a QR code, but like actually doing the work and like ringing the doorbell and being like, hi, my name's Flora. Like I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. And he's like, look at you, you little hustler. Yes, we will buy some.
Wintertime. All right. So here's the deal. The Girl Scout cookies in Omaha, they went on sale January 23rd. All right. But that's only online. Isn't it weird how it's different everywhere else? Yeah. February 6th is the in-person and online. That's when that starts also in-person. And then the booths open up on February 13th.
Okay.
So we still got, I mean, I guess we can just order them online, but I don't know. I mean, do you order cookies online like that or do you have pick to. Them up?
I mean, they'll drop them off. I mean, my bestie, her daughter, we've ordered from her and it's like a link. Like each girl is given their own QR code, their own link. So okay. that when you go to it and you pay and you do whatever, it's immediately going to that little girl as credit. You know what I mean? Like she gets credit for selling the cookies. So it's cute. Like they'll send you an email with like a little video like, hi, my name's Georgia. I'm selling cookies. You're like adorable. Click. And then you just go right to the website and it's easy.
Now,
nobody writes checks or pays cash anymore.
No, I mean,
when you go to that, even when you go to basically when they set up in front of grocery stores, a lot of times that's a scan then too, like a Venmo or whatever.
They all scan. They have to. You're right. I mean, even the Salvation Army, where they have the dingers.
Ding, 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 they've got a scan thing now.
They got a scan thing now, which I mean is way late in the game. They should have been doing that years ago.
You're like, it's really hard to come up with an excuse now. Before I used to just say, Which everybody now they're calling your bluff. Yeah. They're like, that's okay. You've got your phone. I see you on it in the parking lot while you were driving and somebody gave you a happy tap to tell you it's time to keep going.
Do the Girl Scouts make commission or no?
No.
What is it? Just badges?
They go to like camp or whatever. Like you get, you know, I mean, if you sell X amount, you get a badge and then like, you know, it helps pay for like Jamboree camp and stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's the Girl Scouts. They're like the sweetest people. What are you supposed to do?
Well, they make $1 billion off of this. They make a lot of money. I don't know.
They do a lot of nice things, though. They have a lot of good projects and programs
for them. Okay.
For underprivileged kids and stuff like that. They're not jerks.
All right. So you have the new cookie. It's called Rocky Road. It's the Rocky Road ice cream cookie.
No, mine is the s'mores cookie.
That's last year's. You didn't get the new one?
S'mores.
Isn't that last year? I don't even know.
This year's.
Oh, wait, it is. Explore more. All right, you're right. I'm stupid. All right, yeah, that's the cookie that's like Rocky Road ice cream. That's where it's inspired from. Okay. Explore.
That's why I was like, this is the new one because I thought it sounded fun. And nobody else in the house was like, everyone's like, and I'm like, it's always fun to try like the new cookie, you know, when they roll it out. Like, why not? Yeah. Unless it's something really gross. Like, I think one year they had like a raspberry something. I was like, no, thank you. But like anytime they have like the lemon, I mean, I didn't try the gluten-free one that they had that one year just because
it's
gluten-free. Right. Like, I didn't try that one.
It's a cookie. Yeah.
No, sometimes they come out with ones that, you know, are really, they had like a lemon one year I really liked. The sad thing is if you really like them, a lot of times they're gone. You know, they're just meant to be a special edition cookie.
I know. That's it. And I don't know if this one, I don't know what last year's was. Because, you're right. The Explore Mores is the new one. I like the, it depends on what phase I'm in is my favorite. Like, I always like the Thin Mints. Those go right in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. We got a box of Thin Mints. We got a box of Samoas.
Okay.
And then these, the new ones.
What is the caramel one? Is that the...
That's the Samoa. That's the one with caramel and coconut.
Oh, those are delicious.
Yeah, Peter goes bananas for those. I'm looking through to see if I have my little thing from the little girl, because I've got like a million things on my desk. Because it was really sweet. Like she...
Okay.
She came and I might have thrown it away.
All right. So what about the peanut butter? They still have... I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. Savannah's.
That is the go-to.
Those are so good. Where they're like oatmeal, like the cookie part is almost like an oatmeal cookie. And then it's got like the peanut butter. That is really good.
That's really good. I mean, that's a good, if you like to do drugs, like get high and stuff like that, I recommend those. Well, that I'm just saying, I mean,
we're talking about Girl Scout cookies, some of the most wholesome stuff. And here you are like, if you're totally effed up, let me tell you what, yum.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, I'm sure they use that as a selling point. They're like, can we also interest you in the high peanut butter cookies? We found that it really moves the needle for people who live alternative lifestyles.
I'm just saying, it was that one girl, remember back in when weed got legalized in Colorado, she put up her booth right outside of a dispensary.
Yeah, she did. She made a fortune.
That is how you
shooting
sell cookies.
Fish in a barrel, that one was. People were like, yeah, all right. She's like, I ran out of cookies again.
Yeah, but anyway.
That girl was sending the whole planet to Jamboree camp. She's like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, we're good.
How smart is that? I mean,
these
peanut butter
cookies are really moving.
You got to give those parents credit, too, because they sit outside in those booths and they'll do it in the heat of the summer, boy, with no umbrella over them or anything like that, you know, trying to sell those cookies to
everybody.
They
don't sell them in summertime.
Wherever they sell them, they do. I've seen them. Well, it was hot out. Put it that way. It was hot out. So I don't know when they sell them.
Maybe you were really hot because you were so high. Like, I need cookies. Like, stay away from the kids. Keep away.
When do they stop selling them? I'm telling you, we got to look it up now, because I'm telling you, I've seen the moms do it. I've seen the dads do it, and they're sitting there in the heat, the sun just baking their face like bread. Sitting
baking their face like bread. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good description. You're in the sun so long that your face gets burnt and brown and hardened like bread.
I've got a special thank you to throw out.
Ooh, who's that?
I got a gift.
From who?
A listener.
A party crasher?
A party crasher sent me something.
What'd they send you? Why not?
Happy New Year. Enjoy all the paper goodies from one paper lover to another. Love, Leslie. Now, I don't know Leslie's last name. But
is
Leslie
she the one that does those personalized? She sent them before. Yes. Yes. She's fantastic.
An entire box. It's so cute.
It's charm
pad, all sorts
right?
of fun stuff. And then she sent me a mystery pack that has all sorts of fun mystery stuff inside of it.
Well, that's
I thought
nice.
About Grace. I thought about the fact that Grace is also a fellow paper lover.
Our
and
producer,
that man, producer. I wish I were in town. We'd share. Look, and I even got a heart.
Oh God.
I love it. Make today amazing.
Well, Molly, let's give her business some love. Not just her name.
That's the thing.
Charm. Look at the name on the thing. This is hers.
It says enclosed letterpress.
Okay, I think this is her. Yeah, enclosed.com. Because I'm looking, look at this. I'm looking at the same thing because she sent us a bunch a couple years ago. There's a little poop
emoji. That's cute.
And there's there's M for Mike. It might have been Molly, and I just stole it from you. But anyway, it's, you know, I think it's, find out where it is. What does it say on the front of it again? It said
so
charm
it's enclosed.
Pad?
It's enclosedco.com. INCLOSED.com. And it's made in Omaha, and it's letterpress, and they're like really nice cards.
Okay,
welcome
that's her
to
company.
The club. Look at how cute that is.
So that's
There's
her company.
She
okay,
sent me
cool.
Such a neat little packet came to the house in the cutest box, and it came with like little candies and stuff like that. And it was like this pink box, and it was so sweet. It was at the front door. And my daughter's like, you got a package. I was like, I did. And then, you know, of course, in my mind, I'm like, did Peter get me something? Was a surprise. Peter's like, I didn't get you anything. Nope.
Well, God,
not from
God
me.
Bless her. All right.
So I just wanted to say thank you. It came to the house and it was packaged so cute. And I love every bit of it. And I can't wait to use it. So thank you, Leslie. Thank you, enclosedco.com. This is some really great stuff. This is high quality stuff. Like, I opened it. I was like, dang. You know me. I know paper.
You do. You do.
And I'm not messing around. This stuff is really good.
I mean, like, I still have mine from when she sent them to the show years ago. So, yeah, that's
my favorite. And I can't wait to use is I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
That's funny.
Well, that's my life right now. It's fine. It's fine. God, everything's fine.
I hear you.
I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
All right. So, I mean, I'm curious as how she got your address, too. I guess she can just look it up, right? I didn't give it to her. And maybe I gave it to her a long time ago because she wanted to send you something. I don't know.
Giving out my address to people?
Why not? You know, you're a great
hostess.
You're
like, hostess. Yeah, go ahead. Show up at her house. She loves surprise guests. She doesn't get freaked out at all when somebody strange comes to the door and goes, Molly.
Yeah, yeah. Get her information so I can sell her. So she can sponsor the show, some part of the show.
She
I don't
should
know.
Sponsor the show.
We'll do something for her. I mean, look what we're doing for her right now. This is free. You just send her some stuff. So, yeah.
I'm excited. I've been dying to talk about it, and then I brought it downstairs into my office since it kind of goes – I've got like a pink theme today. Because she sent it in this super cute box. Like, it's like this pink box, and it came with all this fun
– Very nice.
Make sure my address isn't on there. Everyone's like, thanks. I know where you live
if I
now.
I gave her the address. I don't even know. But yeah, thank you. I didn't. No one sends me anything. I'm right here in Omaha, Leslie.
You got a T-shirt.
From what? I got that from Ann.
Yeah.
What do you mean I got a T-shirt? I got the Amsterdam falafel.
Yeah, that shirt. Sounds like something.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like something. And it's not nothing.
She bought me lunch, too.
Wow. That's something. Look at you. I never get anything except for free lunch and a T-shirt. And I also showed you all the free pieces of paper I got before. Did you not just show us your M-pad that got?
I don't know if it's the M-pad. This is years ago. I mean, I got the poop emoji thing. There's the poop emoji on a little Post-it pad.
Perfect
and
for
then
you.
The M. But you know what? The M must be for Molly because my name is Mike, of course.
But nobody knows
but
that.
No one knows that.
I know. This woman is yelling at this show right now. She's like, it wasn't for you, Mike. It was for Molly. You're like, finders, keepers.
You're right. Oh
yeah, because you talk about paper all the time on the show. Everyone knows you're such a huge paper lover. They're all like, you know what I think about when I think about Big Party? Paper
it is.
There are like two things that people, if you were like, what are Molly's hobbies, they'd be like beach rocks and paper.
Yes.
Like, that would be like if you had to do like a bonus ding 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 ding, you win.
Well, thank you.
If they talked about you, they'd be like hot dogs and some other kind of food.
Just food in general.
Doodle daddies and dogs.
All right, we're gonna roll out of here. We're going over to the after party. Okay, now wherever you get your podcast, that's where you get your podcast. The after party with Big Party and Molly. All right, that's us, of course. And also, if it's easier, just go to bigpartyshow.com. When you enter that word love, there's also all kinds of links to the after party right there as well. Yeah. Just send you there. We need you to rate, we need review, and do whatever you got to do. But yeah, please continue to support those two podcasts. This one and that one right now are sitting in the top 100. Podcasts in the United States for entertainment news for our category and stuff like that. So that's pretty huge to have two competing with each other.
It's I know, right? Crazy. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
Which kid do I love more?
Which one? But we're out of here. We'll see you guys on at the after party. And then also Wednesday, we got the Big Party Show podcast. Have a safe day and do yourself good.